Go rain today, go rain tomorrow, then clears up and cools off a little bit. Highs in the 70s, lows in the 50s to 60s, but we got to get through today and tomorrow. The legislative special session continues about tax reform. Part of what they're looking at doing is eliminating, as I understand it, the motion picture tax credit program. Jason Wagensback joins us now, president of Film Louisiana, to talk about that. How you doing, Jason?
Good. How are you doing today, Tommy? Thanks for having me.
I'm okay, sir. Are they talking about eliminating this tax credit program completely or revising it, or what are you hearing?
Well, what you and all your audience needs to understand is that the governor has created a brand new tax reform package that includes all tax credits, exemptions, and rebates. And so, therefore, there's over 200 of those at the state level, and we're just one of them that's part of the package that he's trying to restructure. Yes, currently they're looking to sunset them on June 30th of 2025, but the idea is for us to get into a fiscal session and really work out what the new LED, what they're calling toolbox, looks like of incentives in the spring session.
Tell me about these 200 tax credits that are available to industry. That's what you're saying, right? That they're looking at all of them?
They're looking at every one of them. So what they've done is they've gone out and taken a look at several other states in comparison to what Louisiana offers as a tax incentive, and they've come to a decision that a flat tax is the best thing for the state. But inclusion of that is to wipe away all, again, tax credits, redemptions, and exemptions so that they can get to a certain point to level out the budget. The problem is, that we see, is that if you're going to take away an incentive that has so many businesses that are flourishing here, including the film industry, you're going to end up losing a lot of tax base that's already here if you're going to hurt those businesses. So that's the argument we're currently making at this time.
So is it all of these credits that are being looked at, or just some?
All of them. Historical, okay. Franchise.
Oil and gas, everybody?
Oil and gas is one of the ones that's not necessarily being looked at, but everything else is being looked at. Let's put it that way.
All right. Tell me about specifically the film industry and other states and how it works there and how it works here, and what, if you're going to compare and contrast, what we would find.
So the majority of the 40 states that now have a film program that have, most of them have copied our program, they've cookie-cuttered our program, the majority of them are a tax credit or a rebate. And so the way it works is that a project, i.e. the Haunted Mansion, let's say, the one that Disney just recently did and released last year, they would come into the state, they would apply for a credit. They would spend their money, up to $100 million of their production budget here. They would go through an audit process for almost 2 years, and then they would receive a credit against the liability of the taxes here in the state of Louisiana, or they can sell it back to the state for a fee, where the state actually recovers even more money back to their general fund.
And that's the way it works here, or other states, or both?
It's the way it works, I'd say, about 50% of the states that are out there. A lot of the other ones are just a straight rebate where they come in and they do what I just laid out, but then they're just handed a check at the end of their audit versus even taking it towards their liability or selling it back. So, yes, it is very similar to the majority of other states out there. Correct.
So with what states are we competing, and why would we want to do away with it when they don't, or do they want to do away with it as well?
No, the majority of other states are actually increasing the tax credits. Interesting, Texas is looking to double their program. You have North Carolina that lost their program almost 10 years ago, brought it back online 3 years later to realize that they lost a massive advantage in the workforce as well as the opportunities in marketing that had come to their state because of the film industry. We're seeing a massive increase across the country. I think the problem that we run into here is that, you know, our tax structure is completely different than anywhere else. And again, our leaders are looking at creating a tax change. And honestly, we agree, the industry agrees, that there should be some sort of tax change that will attract more business to the state of Louisiana. We just don't believe that you should, you know, detriment all the other businesses that are currently here and flourishing for that reason. And so, therefore, we think that if you can find a way to obviously alleviate the tax credits that are creating a lot more business opportunities here in the state, but go in and create a different tax burden, we could have a win-win situation where we're keeping jobs here, high-paying jobs here and allowing for more business to come in.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll kind of drill down on that and see what that would look like and what it is that I believe you testified already. Did you not?
Yes, I did. On Thursday of last week, I did.
About what you would like to see them do and what would work best for the state of Louisiana, for the people involved in the film industry. And also want to talk about the timing of all of this and certainty and capital investment and more, and what kind of projects Louisiana are lined up for Louisiana and at the time frame that people need to decide what's going to be in position, what's not, to decide whether or not to come here. Because I don't think, like, you decide to make a movie or pick locations in a week. I think a lot of that has to do with pre-planning. But we'll find out. We come back, 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jason Wagensback, president of Film Louisiana, the governor's special session underway. We talked to Mike Boeheim earlier about inventory taxes. We're talking with Jason Wagensback about film tax credit. What did you tell them when you testified, Jason, and make your case, and what would you like to see done ideally as it relates to your industry? I'm looking at this report that the NOLA.com quoted that about return on investment. I think it said GDP grew by only 60 cents for every dollar spent on the film tax credit program for the 2022-2023 year. And the report says state revenue decreased by 90 cents for every dollar spent on the film tax credit programs. Does that tell a whole story or not?
Well, you also have to understand that LED does an impact study every 2 years on the film industry. And every 2 years, for the last 6 years, they've reported that for every dollar that comes out of the state in tax credits towards the film industry, $6.32 goes back into the economy, creating a massive economic impact and a ripple effect. And what I testified to on Thursday is a very simple fact, and I think I've told it on your show before. And if you think about it this way, $180 million comes out of the state fisc, goes into the film industry, which generates $1 billion, with a B, on average, sales from the film industry to the state of Louisiana, and $360 million of that goes directly to local Louisiana residents. So essentially, you're taking $180 million, you're giving it directly to Louisiana residents, and you're getting $600 million in sales on top of that. How is that not a massive impact to the state of Louisiana and a winning business model that this state created 20 years ago, that every other state, almost 40 states, have now copycatted? We are number 5 in the nation. Louisiana did something right. We have kids all over this state that are coming out of school looking to work in our industry, and we are doing what they're asking to do, which is reverse the brain drain. We're keeping people here. And here we are now trying to obviously figure out a new tax structure, but also figure out how we're going to keep this business alive in the state.
So somebody texting in, if they want to voice their opinion, what would you suggest they do in favor of these tax credits, keeping them?
Contact your legislator. Email them, call them, tell them how it impacts you, your family. The interesting part is that we have a swell of people around the state that are affected by this, not only by films coming into their backyard, but people that have come from all over the state to work in the industry. And I would go and contact your friends and family from all over the state to contact their legislators and let them know how they're impacted by this effect that's currently going on right now.
Let me talk real quick in the minute and a half we have left about the nature of the business itself and pre-planning, capital investment, all that stuff. Does this trigger some uncertainty that could affect projects in the future, and how important is it that they get this hammered out quickly?
Tommy, I think any business that creates uncertainty and unpredictability in any state or any community that they're working in is obviously going to create a detriment for that business. And so I speak on behalf of all of these tax credits that are looking to be on the chop block, that all of these businesses would be affected. So I see, obviously, the mere fact that we're trying to create a way to continue a path of building this high-paying $68,000 a year jobs and continue pumping in more economic impact and more investment, because we've invested over $350 million in infrastructure here over the last 10 years to bring that industry here, and we've seen it flourish. So obviously, I'm looking for whatever way I can to implore more of that impact and more of that investment in this state, and we have a real opportunity to keep it here in the state of Louisiana.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate your time and your insights. Jason Wagensback, president of Film Louisiana. When we come back, we'll talk to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about them Saints.